You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Shout it. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the word. I'm born by the word. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Zadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Hey! Moko seki para buka du seki baha. Zagu. Rebege de Bezia. Rege. Yakusa ti paroski para katara. Ah, I feel like turning water into wine.
You are invited to World Changers Conference this Sunday at Airport West Hotel at 6 p.m. and every other Sunday. Christ Jesus, the mirror of the Christian. Enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God.
In the Word of God, is God speaking to me? I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I am seated where Christ is seated.
I am seated where Christ is seated.
The word of God.
The word of God.
Is God speaking to me?
Is God speaking to me?
I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. In heavenly places. Now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy presence in this place. We thank you for the word of God that comes to us tonight. Your word says that you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them. We thank you for the operations of the Spirit in this place tonight. We bless you for the testimonies. We thank you for the miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please, you can take your seats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are welcome to World Changers Conference. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I see those of us here for the first time? Please, can you give it up to them? Can you open your Bibles with me? To Galatians. Last week we spoke about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
Amen.
If you are not here, you missed a lot. And you can see our technical director for the messages. Amen. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Can you have today's read for us? Galatians 4, 6.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen.
Amen. Bible says that because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because you are sons, God has sent for the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. It is not because you asked him. It is because you are sons. Hallelujah. Last week we were made to understand that when we say Christ is in you, amen. When we say Christ is in you, it means that the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. Hallelujah. Because the spirit of a person is the person. Amen. Man is a spirit. We've established that truth already. Those of us who have been coming consistently. Man is a spirit. And God is also a spirit. So the Spirit of God is God. But after God raised Christ Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand, the Bible says that he gave him the Holy Ghost as a seal. Amen. The Holy Ghost was given to Jesus as a possession. So God didn't own the Holy Ghost again. He owned it together with his Son, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. We said Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. And we've established that Christ Jesus, okay, before the resurrection, and Christ Jesus after the resurrection, the word Christ in the Gospels is a different revelation from the word Christ in the epistles. Amen. Please get the tapes. Hallelujah. Those of us who didn't come, yeah, a bit lost. Amen. The Christ who was in the Gospels, the revelation of Christ in the Gospels was different from the revelation of Christ, or is different from the revelation of Christ in the epistles. In the Gospels, he came as Jesus Christ. Yes. He was Christ. But in his revelation, he wasn't, if I can put it, Christ in totality. Amen. But when he rose from the dead, according to the book of Acts, chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came and Peter started talking to them, the Bible says that Peter said something remarkable there. He said, "This Jesus whom they crucified, him God has raised from the dead. Him God has raised, and he has made him both Lord and Christ." Hallelujah. So after the resurrection, the full revelation of Christ was realized. And God gave Christ, or Jesus, the Holy Ghost as his possession. So when we say Christ is in you, when a person comes to be born again, amen, when a person receives Jesus as Lord, the Holy Ghost comes to dwell in the person. In other words, Christ comes to dwell in a person. Amen. When the Holy Ghost is in a person, it means that Christ is in that person. Because the spirit of a person is the person. Amen. My spirit is me. Please, you get me. Hallelujah. The spirit of a person is a is the person. Because man is a spirit. And God is also a spirit. So the spirit of God is God. So when we say Christ is in you, it means that when the Holy Ghost comes into you, it means Christ is in you. Because the spirit of God is also the spirit of Christ. Because the Holy Ghost has become the possession of Christ Jesus after resurrection. Hallelujah. And the scripture we just read, he says that because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." Because you are sons, he has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." In the same way Christ Jesus received the Holy Ghost and shed him abroad, when anyone receives Christ into his or her life, the person has received the Holy Ghost into his or her life. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost. I want to tell you something about the Holy Ghost. Tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. Short, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we've established the truth that Christ and the Holy Ghost is the same person. So when the Holy Ghost is in you, Christ is in you. Amen. So you understand. Hallelujah. When Christ comes into a person, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 10, he says that, "And if Christ be in you, though your body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit gives it life because of righteousness." Though your body is dead because of sin, the spirit gives it life because of righteousness. We have to take notice of something. When Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't have blood. Hallelujah. His blood was shed on the cross. That was the old man. Hallelujah. But when he rose, he didn't rise up from the dead, or he wasn't resurrected with blood in his body. So what was his life then? His life was the spirit. Hallelujah. When he was walking the earth, he said something. He said, "It is the spirit that gives life." John chapter 6. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Then he said that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that gives life. So when Jesus rose from the dead, the life, the kind of life he was living after the resurrection was a spiritual life. Hallelujah. And he has sent for this Holy Ghost into you. When you read Colossians, open your Bibles to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 downwards. It says that if ye be risen with Christ, I'm reading from the New King James Version. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Take notice of the verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. When Christ, who is our life. So when he says that when Christ, who is our life, appears, our life, what does he mean? Christ is our life. He's talking about the same thing, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has become the life of the believer. Hallelujah. As the Holy Ghost is the, he lives because, the Bible says that Jesus lives because of the Father. And we also live because of Christ. So when we say the life of God is in a person, it means that the Holy Ghost is in that person. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of Christ. In other words, he's the life of Christ. The very essence of Christ is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So when you receive Christ into your life, you have received his life. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. When we were praying, we read a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. He says that we have not received the spirit of this world, but we have received the spirit that is from God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. We have not received the spirit of this world. Brothers and sisters, life is not physical. It is spiritual. We don't have social life, religious life, and any other kind of... They are not divided into parts. Life is one. It's only spiritual. Hallelujah. And the kind of life God has given you is the same life that he has in himself. That is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the life force of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, are you following me? So when the Holy Ghost comes into you, the life of God has come into you. Jesus said something, or in the book of 1 John, the epistle of John, the Holy Ghost through the apostle John says something. He says that this is the record that God has given unto us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that had a Son had life. He that had not the Son of God had not life. And I've told you that this life is the Holy Ghost. God wants you to be aware and conscious of the life he has given unto you. So the Holy Ghost is not, he's not here and the life of God is here. He's the same person. He is your life. Christ, our life. The Holy Ghost has become your life. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he has become your life. Jesus said, as the Father had life in himself, even so had he given unto the Son to have life in himself. We have all been made partakers of the Holy Ghost. That's what Hebrews says. We've been made partakers of the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? To be made a partaker of the Holy Ghost. A co-sharer. We share. Formerly, we used to. They used to. Okay, they. Hallelujah. They used to say something. They said, God hasn't shared his glory with anyone. They make songs about it. You are the Lord, that is your name. You never share your glory with anyone. Hallelujah. God hasn't shared his glory with anyone. What is the glory of God? If Christ in you, the hope of glory, what is the glory of God? When we say the glory of God, what does it mean? The glory of God is not something strange. It's not some smoke somewhere. Hallelujah. When you read the book of Exodus, okay, about Moses, the time he told God, he was having a conversation with God, and he said, if your presence do not go with us, we will not go, and what. He was saying all those things, okay. And God said he wanted to see God's glory. And God told him that, I will let my glory or my goodness pass in front of you. Listen, when you study that scripture, Moses was talking about the glory of God, about seeing God's glory. And God was talking about himself. So when you connect it, I'll bring you a scripture right now. When you connect it, the glory of God is not, it's a person. Hallelujah. Open to Romans. Romans chapter 6. Listen, in meetings like this, anything can happen. Hallelujah. Because we have been called and sent out by the Holy Ghost. As the word of God comes to you, anything can happen. Your needs are met through God's word. If you are sick in your body, it will be healed through God's word. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6. Is someone there? Can you read from the verse 2? Please, let's start from the verse 1. That scripture is powerful.
Romans chapter 6 from verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, did you notice the verse 4? He says that, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Please put your hand there and open to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Please, can you see the link? In the chapter 6, verse 4, he says that, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. So Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. And in the verse 8, in the chapter 8, verse 11, he throws more light on the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Please, do you see that? The verse 11. He says that, but if the spirit of him who raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal body through his spirit that dwells in you. So he linked the glory of God to a person. Christ was raised from the dead by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the glory of the Father. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost in you. When you are faced with a challenge, it doesn't matter the challenge you are faced with. It doesn't matter. Everybody is faced with a challenge, one or two challenges. But it doesn't matter the kind of challenge in front of you. When you see a scripture like this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is God trying to tell you? Listen, God's word comes to us to describe the end of situations. When he tells you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, he's telling you that that situation that you are facing, that you think you are struggling with, or that you think is overcoming you, you have won that situation. You have overpowered that situation already. So it doesn't matter what you face. The end of the matter is glory. Hallelujah. God has designed, okay, he has designed your life for glory. When you read the book of John, he tells us in John chapter 15, when you go down, he says that when you bear much fruit, his Father is glorified in this. He has designed that glory will be through you. He says that all things are for your sakes. That the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound unto the glory of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost in you. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of a person is that person. And I've told you that the Holy Ghost is the life of God in you. The life that God lives, he lives by his spirit. Hallelujah. When the scripture we just read, he says that in the same way, we also should walk in the newness of life. He said we are buried with him by baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, it means that in the same manner, how was Christ raised from the dead? It was by the glory of the Father. How should you live? By the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Your life is supposed to live in and by the Holy Ghost. Christ in you, the life of God in you. The life of God in you. Peter said something. He said, according as his divine power had given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who had called us unto glory and virtue. Glory and virtue. The Christian life is not a life of shame. The Bible says that they that put their trust in him, they shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open the book of Colossians again. Colossians chapter 3 again. Are you there? Colossians chapter 3, please, you can read from the verse 1.
Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. You were raised with Christ. We established a truth here that salvation is not free from sin. Salvation is an identification with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, or with the lordship of Jesus Christ through resurrection. Hallelujah. When we say someone is saved, it means that a person has been identified with the lordship of Jesus Christ through resurrection. When God gave the Holy Ghost to Jesus Christ as a possession, as a seal, or as a guarantee, when Christ shed the Holy Ghost abroad, and I received the Holy Ghost, and you also received the Holy Ghost, what does that mean? The Holy Ghost is not, or the Spirit of Christ. Let me, for our discussion's sake, or for the teaching's sake, let me say the Spirit of Christ. Because we've heard Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Amen. When you say the Spirit of Christ, what does it mean to you? Or you have received the Holy Ghost, what does it mean to you? Hallelujah. Because you are sons, God has sent for the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. Open to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6. O nyame, o na ye besum o. O nyame, o na ye besum o. O na uba sunya sasi. O na uhu mi. If you can sing it, sing it with me. Ansano nipa beye okratia sefo ye besumo dada. Ansano nipa beye okratia sefo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go to that scripture, this song. See, when God created Adam, the Bible says that he formed man from the dust of the earth. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. It was the introduction of the Spirit that gave life to that corpse. The introduction of the Spirit that gave life to the corpse. The Holy Ghost represents life. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received God's life. His very life. The life that He did not share with anyone. That He came to share with Jesus Christ. He has shared that life with you. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. Please, can you start reading for us?
Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permits. For For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, did you see that? I wanted to just stress on one important truth that Hebrews mentioned there. He said we have been made partakers of the Holy Ghost. When you read in another chapter, he says that we have been made partakers of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Partakers of the Holy Ghost, partakers of Christ, the same thing. Amen. Partakers of the Holy Ghost, what does it mean? That we have been made partakers of the Holy Ghost. It means to be a fellow owner of something. To partake in that thing. It means to be a fellow owner. When I say fellow owner, the word used in Romans, that we are joint heirs with Christ, comes into mind here. You can explain the scripture with that word, joint. Some Bibles read co, but it's not co. When you say co-heirs, it means 50-50. When you say joint heirs, it means that 100%, 100%. Partakers of the Holy Ghost. When you received the Holy Ghost, when you received the Spirit of Christ, He became your possession. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost or the Spirit of Christ has become your possession. That is why Jesus could make this statement. He said, "He who is thirsty," John chapter 7, "let him come unto me and drink. For out of his belly shall flow streams of living water." He didn't say out of my belly. Mine, as in Jesus. He said out of the person who believes, his belly shall flow streams of living water. But the Bible says that this he spake of the Holy Ghost. So the streams that were gushing out of the, or that is supposed to gush out of the believer's belly, is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That is the reason why a man like Paul could walk to Ephesus and meet 12 people and ask them, "Did you receive the Holy Ghost since you believed?" Then they said, we've not even heard that there's a Holy Ghost. Then he explained things to them, and the Bible says that they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Paul gave them the Holy Ghost, because Paul possessed the Holy Ghost. He could impart the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has become your possession, because you are joint heir with Christ. Whatever belongs to him, he has brought all those things inside you. When Jesus was walking this earth, he said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my commands. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and we will make our abode with him." And it has happened. Hallelujah. It has happened by his Spirit. When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, he comes to the presence of the Father, and he comes to the presence of Jesus. The Spirit of Christ. You have become a partaker of the Holy Ghost, a sharer. Something that did not happen in the Old Testament. You have become a partaker. A partaker. When you read the book of 1 Peter, please open it. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. According as his divine power had given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Please, are you there?
Second Peter chapter 1. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Hallelujah. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be a partaker of the divine nature. The word divine nature there, the word is theos. Theos means God. So whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be a partaker of the God nature. And to be a partaker of the God nature, you need the Holy Ghost. Participation with the Holy Ghost is a participation with the God nature. He is the nature of God in you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. You have been made a partaker of the God nature. So when you wake up from bed, you don't wake up as some from now on. Hallelujah. Maybe some of you didn't know, but now you know. So when you wake up, you do not wake up as a common person. You wake up as someone who shares the same nature with God. The Bible says that as is the earthy, such are they that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. Ah, hallelujah. He was talking about Christ Jesus there. He says the first man was of the earth earthy. The last man, or the second man, is the Lord from heaven. As we have borne the image of the earthy, let us also bear the image of the heavenly. The first man was made a living soul, but the last man was made a life-giving spirit. And he says that as is the earthy, life-giving spirit. And I told you that life, the life of God is the Holy Ghost. So if Jesus is a life-giving spirit and he has given unto you the Holy Ghost as your possession, you have also become a life-giving spirit. That is why you can also impart the Holy Ghost. When you impart the Holy Ghost, it means that you have imparted life. Hallelujah. The Christian is not an ordinary being. You may have a body, yes, but you are not ordinary. It is not a body that makes you, it's not a body that makes a person a man. Okay? It's not a body. It is a spirit. Amen. When you say someone is a man, it's not because the person has a physical body. That's why he is called a man. Amen. Because we can see, we know that there are some people who are demon possessed. When you see them, say that this is a devil. Okay. Why do you say he's the devil? It's not because it's written on the person. It's because of the state of the spirit. You are a man because of a man is a man because of the spirit of man. Hallelujah. So issue is not the body, it's the spirit. But when you become born again, you are more than a man. It doesn't show on your body, but it shows inside, in who you are, the real you, your spirit. The Bible says that he who is born again, he is joined together with God. Joined together. You and God have been glued together. Hallelujah. That word to join, it also means to glue. We are glued with God. We are mixed with him. We are wrapped with God. We are enveloped by God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. So, as I'm standing here, when I do this, God has stretched his hand. Because he lives in me by his spirit. People sing this song, Jesus is passing this way. They cry to God to pass their way. But they've forgotten that Christ lives in them. If Christ lives in you, when you step in that office, Jesus has stepped there. Christ has stepped in your office. And we have established a lot of things here for the past month. Christ owns all things. The Bible says that the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not given unto him according to the law, talking about Abraham, but according to grace. But when you read the book of Galatians, he tells you that Christ is the seed of Abraham. The Bible says that he did not say seeds as unto many, but he says seed as unto one, which is Christ, or who is Christ. When God told Abraham that I'll bless you, and in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, he made that promise to Abraham and to his seed. And the Bible says that not to seeds as of many, but as of one. That is Christ. So, Christ, being Abraham's seed, became the owner of all things. Because Abraham, God willed the whole world to Abraham. Hallelujah. He willed everything he had, the world, to Abraham. And Christ has become the seed of Abraham. He is the seed of Abraham. And the Bible says that, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. My brother said, the whole world belongs to me. When we say that, we are not bluffing. It's scriptural. When you say the whole world belongs to you, the world cannot be closed to you. When you want to enter any country, you just enter. Because it belongs to you. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all they that dwell in it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And God has willed all these things to one person. Hallelujah. Jesus has become the heir of everything. He has become the owner of everything. All things. With nothing excluded. All things. Including all the money. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus could instruct his disciples, go to this city or this town. You will find a colt that is tied and no one has ridden upon before. Go and untie it and bring it to me. And when any man asks you, tell them that the master had need of it. That was Jesus when he was walking this earth. And the Jesus who was walking this earth is a different Jesus from the one who resurrected. When he resurrected, hallelujah, everything in heaven and on earth and under the earth, everything came into his dominion. Everything was subject to him. That is why he was given that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. He inherited that name. And that name was also conferred upon him with all the privileges and rights. The right hand of the Father is the highest position in the universe. No one can go higher than that. God's right hand. No one. It's not a chair there. It's not a chair. It is a position. And the Holy Ghost is the seal. Last week we heard it. He is the seal. You have been given all things. The day the Holy Ghost came into you, he came as a seal, as a guarantee that this person, Obed, has all things. But why are we not seeing all those things manifest? Hallelujah. Bible says that through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge. But we are knowing. Hallelujah. We are knowing. He says that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Lord, master of all. But he is brought under tutors and governors. Master of all. The heir. We have become heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. But you need knowledge. The knowledge of Christ. When you have that knowledge, you have a knowledge of yourself. Christ is the personality of the believer. When you want to define anything about the believer, you define that believer by Christ. When everything ends, when the whole world comes to an end, God is going to judge everything by Christ. Hallelujah. He is the standard. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? Hallelujah. Christ is the standard. And you have come into Christ. God has given you everything. So how are you going to enjoy all those things? Knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge, the knowledge of Christ. The scripture we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. When you read from the verse, let me read from the verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 downwards. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Please, are you there? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. Can you read for us? Okay.
1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 12. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Can you please start from the verse 9?
Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People read the scripture. I had not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God had prepared for those who love him. Then they put a full stop there. But he said, but God had revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. Then he tells you something powerful there. He says that, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. Hallelujah. Please, are you getting me? He says that in the verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the spirit of God. Then he tells you that now you have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. The Holy Ghost is the one that searches God. He searches every part of God. And he reveals what is in God to us. Hallelujah. The spirit of man searches the things of men. But the spirit of God searches all things, including the things of men. So some people will be in their rooms and the Holy Ghost will just tell them, this and this is what is going on in someone's mind concerning you. So do this, take this step, don't pass here. Then he tells you, in the mind of God, right now, this is what's supposed to happen in your life right now. Then you keep on following the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's why Colossians says that, if we then be risen with Christ, we should seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated. We are not seeking earthly things. They are too common. Hallelujah. The things that our minds and our hearts are seeking, not seeking as we are searching for them. Hallelujah. They are spiritual things. Things in God. Hallelujah. That the Holy Ghost reveals to us. The Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Christ. He is the reason for the glory that will be seen in your life. He is the reason. When he comes into your life, your life will become glorious. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he says that until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, then shall the wilderness become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field will be turned into a forest. The Spirit. He brings productivity into your life. When you feel stuck in a place, you've been going round and round and round. Nothing happening. Let the Holy Ghost come in. When you want to produce something, let the Holy Ghost take over. And it will amaze you what you produce. The Bible said concerning Adam, the Bible says that God made from the ground every beast of the field, and he brought them to Adam to see what Adam would name them. And the Bible says that Adam named all the animals, and for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. And the Bible says that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he took a rib from him, and he turned that rib into a woman. Hallelujah. He took it from Adam. It, Listen, when God caused the sleep over Adam, it was the Holy Ghost. When he took that rib, it was by the Spirit that he turned that rib into a woman. When you want to produce something in your life that will affect the generations unborn, it has to come through the Holy Ghost. Anything that is earthly is temporal. Hallelujah. So when it's produced from the earth, it will still go back to the earth. But when it's produced through the Spirit, it's eternal. Hallelujah. Can you be on your feet with me? Ansano nipa beye okratia sifu
yebe somwa
da.
Ansano nipa beye okratia sifu yebe somwa da da.
Onyami wana yebe somwa.
A seed, when planted and watered, grows to be great. You can be anything you want, can achieve all your dreams if you only believe. The word of God is here today, coming right at you. Would you believe it? Dare to receive.